It's a dream come true for a local biology teacher in Chilliwack. Jen Long is a teacher at Sardis Secondary, and later this year she'll be aboard an ice-class vessel for 2 weeks exploring Antarctica's unique ecology. It's part of a National Geographic Fellowship, and Jen Long joins me now in Studio 10 to tell us more about it. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Matthew. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What is the fellowship?
Basically, 25 teachers were chosen from all over North America, and we are being sent to various different locations. So Arctic, Norway, Greenland, Iceland, Atlantic Canada, and then, of course, Antarctica.
And you didn't know when you applied that you would necessarily be going to Antarctica?
No, I knew that was one of the opportunities. And it was funny, I was actually, before I found out that I was going to Antarctica, I had actually taken a group of students down in January to Costa Rica to do a volunteer trip. And one of the students said to me, you know, what's your best trip you've ever done? What's your favorite trip? And I said to her, I don't really know if I have a favorite yet. I've loved all the explorations I've done. But I said, I don't think I have that trip of a lifetime yet. And I feel like Antarctica is that trip of a lifetime. And I told her that at the time. I said, if I could go to Antarctica, that would be it.
And what will you actually be doing?
I'll be traveling aboard the ship for 2 weeks, and basically I'll be experiencing all that is Antarctica. So we'll be going on hikes, and I think we're going kayaking and out in zodiacs. We'll be working with local, the ship naturalists on board the ship, as well as the National Geographic photographers and videographers, and basically learning about Antarctica.
In what way? What will you learn?
Well, hopefully we'll learn a lot about the climate change that's happening and evidence for climate change. I know that just recently they've placed cameras. Actually, they use the same ship that I'll be taking down. And basically they placed a number of cameras to monitor glaciers and just look at the changes. And so, you know, hopefully we'll get to see some of that, as well as understand the local, you know, flora and fauna, get to see the wildlife and just experience everything down there.
There's something that sounds so romantic about doing science on a ship to Antarctica, like a 19th century voyage of discovery.
Yes, definitely.
Is that something that's on your mind?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, as a biology teacher, you know, and studying biology for the last, you know, 15, 20 years, of course, you read about ship naturalists. And of course, probably one of the most famous ship naturalists is Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
And so certainly, you know, you have that romantic notion of Darwin went off and discovered and collect specimens and brought stories back. And really, it was his experiences traveling around the world that let him come to his theories of evolution and whatnot. So obviously there's a romantic notion of you're going off and you're working with these ship naturalists and learning and exploring.
Right. And so, lots of time alone in your cabin to ponder and
yes,
think about
exactly.
Things.
Yeah.
How are your students feeling about it?
I think they're pretty excited. I think it's not every day that your teacher is going to Antarctica. And it's also not every day that your teacher is chosen for something like a National Geographic Grosvenor Fellow. So I think they think it's pretty neat. When I came back into the class after I'd gotten the phone call that I was going, the kids gave me a round of applause. And no, I think they're really excited to see the stories that come out of it. And yeah, I think they're excited.
As you mentioned, you've worked abroad before. Mm-hmm. You've done projects in Mexico and Costa Rica and China. Is there anything different about this trip because it's Antarctica, or it's just another time away?
Yeah, I would definitely not say that Antarctica just another time away. It's, you know, I think I've learned a lot through all of my travels. I lived in Costa Rica for 2 years. And so coming back and teaching Biology 11, I'm able to put a lot of the examples from my life in Costa Rica into my lessons. And so I can talk about the scorpions that I had to kill in my house and things like that. So I think with Antarctica, it's a greater scale. It's somewhere that not many people get a chance to go to. And so I think the opportunity to do that and then bring those stories back to my students, hopefully that makes, you know, the area more real for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that'll be really interesting because, you know, I cast my mind back to science and really any class in high school, there's a kind of disconnect between whatever your teacher is talking about and whatever your expectations are of reality. There's classroom world and then there's reality world. Do you think you'll be able to better bridge those worlds when you return?
I hope so. I think anytime you can infuse a personal story into a lesson, I think that automatically makes it real. I think when the kids see you being excited about something and passionate about something, that makes it real. So if I come back excited and passionate about, you know, my experiences in the Antarctic, maybe they'll be inspired to go and go to the Antarctic one day on their own.
What do you have to do to prepare for a trip to the Antarctic?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, first of all, we do have a training session in DC in April. So I'll be in DC for 4 days. And I've been told that we'll have guides from the ship come and actually do fashion shows of what type of gear we should have with us and that kind of thing. So obviously that will help in preparations. I've watched pretty much any Antarctic documentary I could possibly watch in the last month, just to sort of prepare myself and get excited. And, you know, I've taken a couple books out of the library that I plan to read. So I think it's just a lot of reading, you know, trying to learn as much as I can about the area so I go knowing as much as possible.
And how hands-on will your part of the research be?
From what I understand, very, very hands-on. I know that in past, Grafner fellows have actually gone through and collected samples of water and, and done drag netting off the zodiacs. And so I think it is a very hands-on experience. And then obviously taking a lot of pictures.
You look really excited when you're talking about
it. I'm very excited, yes.
Do you think this will change your outlook in some way? This will change you as a person?
Yes, I think so. I think every trip I've ever taken has always, I mean, that's where I've learned most about myself. I think when you're off in other cultures and other countries, that's when you're learning and reflecting on yourself and how you're approaching those cultures. So for me, I think, you know, there's no way this can't affect me as a person. Going and seeing something so large and so vast, I think, you know, will be, yeah.
I'm excited just hearing about it.
Thank you.
Jennifer, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me in. Thanks.
Jen Long is a biology teacher at Sardis Secondary School in Chilliwack. She is off to Antarctica later this year.